Warrior football. True Warrior football. True Warrior football.
You are listening to True Warrior Football Podcast with your host, Corey Kid Smith.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to True Warrior Football Podcast. I'm your host, Corey the Kid Smith. And with this week's show, we have, I got some great content, some great stuff for you guys. But first things first, I have to make a huge, huge announcement. This upcoming weekend, June 8th, and maybe the 9th as well. Some things are still working out. But definitely June 8th. Downtown Convention Center from 11:30 to noon, I will be doing a live podcast show from the Indie PopCon, which is a convention downtown. It's going to be a huge convention. It's a huge event. I did not have the exact date and time last week when I made the announcement, but it is going down this Saturday from 11:30 to noon. Quick 30-minute show. I'm trying to work in great stuff, expand the viewership and listeners of the show, just so people can know more about Warren Central and what our football program and how great the things that we've done in our history. Just learn them about or teach them about those things. So I'm very much looking forward to this upcoming weekend and what I'll be introducing so many new listeners and viewership. So hopefully, if you guys were planning on being downtown this weekend, you'll be able to come and see me perform live in person for the first time. I'm looking forward to meeting new people out there. And also, I may be doing a show that Sunday as well. I will stay tuned. I'll be making posts on the True Warrior Football Twitter account as well as the Facebook page. And just make sure, you know, you guys can know if you guys want to see me and just see the experience of me really doing a show live for the first time. It's a great time. And I'm very excited about what the future holds for the show. So I want to make sure you guys know about that. And with this week's show, folks, I have one great interview at the end, an exclusive interview I have with a gentleman at this. Did some groundbreaking, history-breaking stuff here at the school. But before I get to that, I had the opportunity this past Sunday to cover our school's second annual Goaties. And our Goaties is, think of the ESPYs for sports. That's what the Goaties are for our school. It's basically a celebration of athletics in our program. We had so many great kids, student athletes that were recognized for their many great things. And this week's show I'll be talking to a lot of them about their seasons, what they remember about playing here during their time here for those that are graduating and moving on. So with no more delays, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to the Goaties and let's hear from some of the kids in our program. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live from the gold carpet at the Goaties. And with me here, I have this young, fine gentleman right here. He is a talented wrestler. Introduce yourself for everybody, my friend.
Hello, my name is Andre Beatty.
Andre, welcome, man. You look sharp, son. You look sharp.
Thank you.
Man, I'll almost hate to take you upstairs to the wrestling room and get a couple of rounds in there with you as nice as you look right now. But, man, you are looking great, man. You had an excellent season this year. Tell the folks about how the season went for you and the wrestling program.
Well, the season was great. First, I started off not ranked, so I wasn't in high in the rankings.
Okay.
And then I just had to bust my butt to get through and make it. So I beat a lot of people I wasn't supposed to beat.
Excellent.
And I made it and got sixth place in the state.
Hey, hey, that is excellent. Tell me something. What was one of the best matches of somebody you were matched up against that you came up on top against?
I think I made one of the biggest matches in the history at semi-state, which was me against Logan Bailey from Cathedral.
Okay.
And it was a close match. He's a very good wrestler, and I just wanted it more. And so I took the advantage and beat him.
What was the score of that match?
I'm not for sure. I was so tired. I couldn't even, like, the coach picked me up after the match, and I was dangling in the air.
Ha! That's excellent. That's excellent. So you beat him. Cathedral has a very good wrestling program right now. I think didn't they win Team State?
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Well, I think Brownsburg won Team State. I think they won Individual State.
Okay, Individual State. Well, either way, you are definitely a great athlete, great wrestler in our program. We've had a lot of great wrestlers in our program coming up. Who was somebody that you looked up to coming into the program and inspired to be like?
Well, I looked up to a couple people. Some of them have graduated. I looked up to Tristan Tante.
Okay.
I look up to Skylar Turner and Antoine Graves.
Antoine Graves is a great guy. Antoine Graves. One of my favorite wrestlers come through the program, Catrell Moss, former two-way athlete, great football player on the for us out there, won a state championship 2013, came back and won individual state his senior year as well. So we've had some great programs, great guys come through the program on both sides. So best of luck to you, Mr. Beatty. Have fun this evening, man. I love you. And once again, Andre Beatty for everybody out here. Thank you, Andre.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. All right, once again, we have more guests, people coming in and looking sharp. You're looking sharp, son. Like that blue. You know blue's for champions, right?
Thank you. Appreciate it. That's why I wore it. Appreciate it.
That's why I love. Introduce yourself to everybody out here.
My name is Zach Klein, and I play varsity baseball.
Zach Klein. Excellent. As a matter of fact, Zach Klein, I had Hunter Shanklin on the show a couple weeks ago, and he and I were talking about the 14 strikeout game that he had. And tell me about the big moment for yourself in that game. How were you able to help our baseball team come away with that huge victory?
I was able to help the baseball team by getting ready to just clocked in. Really just focused on hitting the fastball. He threw me a fastball, so I hit it, and it happened to go over the fence.
Woo! Now that was, what was that, 3-1 home run?
It was a grand slam, so a four-run home run.
Grand slam, baby. That's what my Red Sox need right now. We need some more hitters. But, man, now – Zach, the baseball team, you guys had a big victory against, was it LN in the sectionals?
Yes, sir.
Now, tell me how that game went for you guys and stuff like that.
The team played really good. Hunter pitched a great game once again. We were able to hit the ball.
Okay.
Get runners on base, and once we did that, we were able to score runs.
Hey, that's always what you like. That's what you like. Baseball team has come a long way from where I've been. And, you know, I'm so happy to see you guys doing great things. What is next for you?
I plan on playing baseball at the IU Kokomo.
Okay.
Playing outfield.
All right.
That's about it.
All right, well, hey, best luck to you. Looking sharp there in that
Thank
blue,
you very
man.
Much. You
Blues
too.
For champions. I need those shoes when you're done with them,
Thank
man.
You.
Nice and sharp. Nice and sharp. Zach Klein for everybody.
Thank you.
Next up for the show, ladies and gentlemen, I have probably the two top king and queen athletes in the building right now, man. You guys come in always looking sharp. You're looking sharp at prom. You're looking sharp right now. Everybody have Manny Brown and his lovely lady, Kasia Talley, over there. Let's take a picture right now. Manny, how you doing today, my friend?
Doing good. It's a nice day outside.
Nice day to be at the Goldies, right?
Definitely.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And Kasia, come on over. It's from another great track
Kid.
Season. Kasia, how you doing today?
I'm good. I'm a little sore, but...
A little sore. Well, yeah. You guys had a great season. I know you worked hard yesterday to get the second place finish, and so you... Track program has always had great, talented people in it, and you are definitely one of them. Manny, what school are you going to next year again? I forget.
Columbia State.
Columbia State in Tennessee. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Very excited.
Very excited.
Very excited. In case you have one more year remaining, okay, I know it's going to be a busy summer for you. I already know. What are your plans for the summer to get ready for everything you got going on your senior season?
Like starting now.
Starting now, starting
well,
whatever.
I got junior all-star game.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes, and then I have one on the 5th.
Oh, my God. And this is for basketball?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. When do you ever sleep?
I don't. Oh, I'm tired.
I bet. And where will people be able to watch your game at? Where will it be at?
It'll be at Jeffersonville High School tomorrow.
And be televised, I hope.
Yeah.
All right, well, excellent. I'll have to share the link for everybody there. But you folks look great, excellent. I know you guys always together, always looking sharp, man. Man, definitely glad to see you at Columbia next year. Hey, keep doing great things. Keisha, I'm going to be a huge fan of yours next season as well.
Thank you.
Keisha Talley and Manny Brown for everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have the superstar of the program, I've known this young lady here for years and years and years. She is now the two-time defending long jump state champion here in the school history. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show for the first time. Promise Hoosier. Promise, how are you doing today?
Good.
You doing good? You a little sore from yesterday? A little tired, I bet, still?
Yeah.
All right. Well, here, run me through everything yesterday with you in your long jump competition. I was able to see your state championship winning run, or jump, I should say. Mm-hmm. Run me through everything that happened with you yesterday.
The prelims, I had ended up jumping first instead of last. I was supposed to jump last, but I had jumped first, and I got my 3 jumps out of the way. And then I went to the 100 prelims, and I made it out of the prelims into the finals for the 100. And then I went back to long jump and finished my last jump in the finals, and I think I strained my hamstring.
Okay. Well, does it really, going back and forth like that, has that always been a difficult task for you? Is this yesterday, this a fluke injury or something like that?
No, it's been bothering me since indoor, but I really didn't pay any mind to it. But I didn't expect it to actually, like, end up happening what happened yesterday.
Well, you got some time to get healthy now. The season's over for you. You're a champion once again. Your parents are here. You're looking lovely as always. What Tennessee's going to get a great athlete and a great person in you. What are you looking forward to in gaining different attributes into your skills? What are you looking forward to building on when you get to collegiate level?
Just getting faster, because the faster you are, the further you jump. So I just want to get faster and mature more with track, and I plan to go pro.
Mature more and everything will be great. It'd definitely be great. What do you know what you want to major in yet?
Radiology.
Radiology. All right. Well, best of luck to you, Promise. I've been just so happy to see you grow and mature into the great young lady that you are right now. I know your parents are very proud of you. I am very proud of you. Your whole family is very proud of you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Promise Hoosier for us. Thank you, Promise.
Thank you.
All right, and we are once again live from the Goaties here, and I have a great tennis player with us today. Introduce yourself for everybody here.
Well, my name is Morgan Oconotrillo, and I'm a senior here.
You're a senior. Yes. Excellent, excellent. This was a great senior season for you, wasn't it?
Yes.
Excellent. Now, where do you plan on going next year?
I will be playing tennis at Anderson University, actually.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anderson is a fine institution. I know a few friends have gone there in the past, so I know it's a great place to be, so best of luck to you moving forward.
Thank you.
What were some of your favorite moments from this past season?
Honestly, I loved every moment. It was just the best time.
Really?
Yes.
Had you been playing tennis for a long time here, or just all over?
Well, this was actually my second year.
Okay.
Because I'm homeschooled, so.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, so.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Morgan. Best of luck to you moving forward. Everyone, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here with the Goaties, we have a lot of great athletes. We've got a lot of great athletes I don't usually get to talk to on the show. And today we have this excellent young lady right here. Introduce yourself to us for everybody.
I'm JC Merchant.
JC Merchant, star lacrosse, star soccer player.
No, I don't play lacrosse.
It's swimming.
Yeah,
my fault. I know you do a lot of great things right here. You know, you just had a soccer match earlier.
Yeah.
How did that go for you?
Good. It was actually our state final game, and we won.
Excellent. So. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Did you score?
I did not score.
Did you get any assists or anything?
No.
Get some tackles in there?
I did have some tackles, yes.
There you go. There you go. There you go. So this was a huge season for you. What were some of the highlights of this past season for you, both in soccer and in swimming?
For soccer, I was really excited to be able to work with the girls and just be able to improve over the entire season. Same with swimming, and I was excited to be a part of a record being broken and also just getting to make new relationships. And
what record was it that you broke?
The 200 free relay record.
200 free, and what was the record that you set?
I think it was 235, maybe.
Okay.
Or I have no idea.
Yeah. Hey, it's your record now. That's all that matters, right? That's
yeah.
all that matters. Now, one thing I think that's really impressive with you is that I've talked to a lot of seniors and juniors over the show. You are a freshman.
Yeah.
Okay? You are a breakthrough star. Did you expect this school year to be as at how it turned out? Did you expect that, or is this, you know, something that has happened?
I saw a lot of ups and downs in my year, but I was actually very happy with how things turned out.
So. Well, that's good to hear. That is definitely good to hear. You have a great family behind you. I see mom and dad taking pictures. They look so proud of you. Aren't you proud, mom and dad? Very proud, as you should be. Hey, congratulations on all the successes you had this season, and continue to build for and be a great person. I love being around you around here.
Thank you once again.
JC Merchant for everybody. And with me right now, I have a gentleman. He does a lot of stuff behind the scenes, a lot of technical stuff. He is a very, very outstanding young man. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Andrew. Andrew Matchett, all right? Andrew, he has helped me a few times with the show, doing some technical stuff, helped me shoot a couple videos and edit some work. Andrew, tell the people out there I know you're ready to graduate. Tell people out there where you're headed. What's your future looking like?
So I'm going to be heading to Indiana University down in Bloomington.
Okay. Got another Hoosier with us here?
Yes, of course. And I'll be studying sports journalism and media.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Did you do a lot of sports journalism here at the school?
Yeah, I actually held my own pregame show during basketball and football season for the
Nick
Network.
Okay.
And I had my own talk show throughout football season, and so that was a lot of fun.
It sounds like it. Well, hey, best of luck to you. I know you just won a big scholarship. Hey, use that money well, and best of luck to you, man. I'm very proud of you.
Hey, thank you, Andrew.
Thank you. All right, and once again, ladies and gentlemen, I got athletes from all over the Warren Central Athletic Program. Introduce yourself to everybody here today.
My name's Raina Gooden, and I'm a senior, and I swam.
Swam, okay. The swim family is right here. Very proud. I just had JC on. What event in swimming did you do a lot?
I did mostly the 500 freestyle a lot, and at sectionals I swam the 200 IM, which is when you swim every single one in one event.
Wow. Now, 500, that's a long race.
Yes.
That's a long race. How did you condition yourself to really be able to continue to do that each and every night when you're competing?
It would just be mostly just keep on practicing, keep on going on the same set, keep on your pace a lot of times, and just keep going faster and faster each time.
Now, usually, how long does a race like that usually take? About 5-6 minutes?
Uh-huh.
You are a beast, okay? You are a beast. So you say you're graduating. Where are you headed to next?
I'm going to Ball State next year.
Ball State. Chirp, chirp. All right. Let's go. Where do you know you're going to be majoring in yet?
Nursing.
Well, best of luck to you, all right?
Best of luck.
Thank you for coming on to the show. Have a great, fun night. Thank you. All right. All right, and I have another guest here. Introduce yourself to everybody here.
Madeline Jameson.
Madeline Jameson. And Madeline, what sport do you do?
I play lacrosse.
Lacrosse. I am slowly learning lacrosse and the rules and everything. I know Coach Roberts has done great things with our lacrosse program in a time here. What all have you loved about playing lacrosse here?
Definitely all the memories that have been made, the people I've met through the sport. And playing with the team has definitely been a fun experience.
What made you want to do lacrosse to begin with? Just want to get out and be active and try something different?
Yeah.
All right. What position did you play?
I played attack and sometimes defense, both.
Okay. Attacking and defense. It's a true warrior football. I love defense, all right? So, hey, anything attacking and defense, man, that's right up my alley. So I should have been at more lacrosse games to see you out there knocking people down and stuff like that. But what grade are you in?
I am a senior.
You're a senior? Okay, so where are you? What are your next moves?
I'm going to focus on working.
All right. Wait, you have a lot long future ahead of you, right? Mm-hmm. So whatever you do, make sure you put in full effort and be great at it. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it, everyone. Lacrosse, the first lacrosse person I've had on the show as well. Yeah. Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, I love our men's basketball program, where I got my start. And I have the Twin Towers here with me right now, Jesse Robinson and Jesse Bingham and Jacoby Robinson. I don't know why I get that confused, man. Hey, boys, you guys had a great year this year, had a great 2, 3, 4 years. We got to see that state championship ring, man. That's nice, son. Woo, that's nice. That's nice. So tell the folks right here where you guys are headed. I know you guys already got your college plans about and what you plan on doing next year.
I'm to my academic and basketball career at UND next year, and I'm probably going to major in accounting.
Okay.
I'm going to McKinsey University, and I'm majoring in business.
All right. What kind of business you want to do? You want to have your own one, be a little entrepreneur and stuff like that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Any ideas so far?
Nah, not yet. I'm still thinking right now.
Not yet. But hey, there's a lot of business out there you can get started on. Now, outside of course, winning a state championship, which is always cool, and we went undefeated, what were some of the memories that you guys are going to have when you look back at your career and time here at Warren Central?
Just all the fun times we had together, you know. Other than winning state, you know, we had good bonding team moments, and then just everything we did together was fun.
Everything together. What about you, Jesse?
Just a complete turnaround of changing the culture here about Warren basketball and then putting ourselves on the map.
Yes.
And that's been epic that's been a fun ride.
An undefeated season, one of the longest winning streaks in state history. Coming from a guy that was a part of the program that never was able to reach those heights, you guys are definitely my hero. So thank you for everything you guys did for the program. I'm very happy for you guys. I'll be looking for you at UND and McKendree as well. So once again, Jesse and Jacoby, thank you and best of luck moving forward, man.
Yes, sir.
Thank
appreciate you guys.
And now we got the first football player I've had on the show today, the wonderful Fred G. Talley. Hey, Carl.
What's up?
Fred.
What's up?
Defense.
Cornerback. Woo! Safety.
Man, well, tell me, what was, when you look back on your time here, outside of winning state, of course, because that's always everybody's favorite. What will be some of your favorite moments being in the program?
I think just bonding with the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to create a rapport that, you know, with guys who you go out there and battle with.
Yes,
people absolutely. You love, you know, taking bullet for those guys and all the time. I think just building relationships is the best out of all of it.
Man, I, one thing I really love, you guys seem so close. Like everybody, there's not a lot of ill will out there.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times, you know, you can't have a successful team when everybody's not close and bonded.
Absolutely.
Won't you agree? Yeah. So what are you heading for? I know you're graduating here. Mm-hmm. What are your plans for next year?
Next year I will be attending Indiana State in the fall.
Okay.
Majoring in mass communications.
Ooh, mass communications.
I won't be playing
all right.
ball though.
All right, wait. Hey, that's all right. Hey.
That's good. That's
you
good.
Have a great, great future ahead of you, Fred.
Thank
I'm very
you,
proud
you.
Of you, man. Hey. Anybody on defense is a great fan of me. I'm gonna get you that blood belt shirt though eventually.
For real, man. No doubt.
I know you love that, didn't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. All right, Fred. Thank you. Have a great time
nice
tonight.
Here,
let me talk. Let me talk to Carl real quick. Carl, my
what's
man,
up,
superstar.
Up?
I need these shades, dog. I need these shades. I need this whole look, man. From the shoes on down, man. You Versace. Who are you, the Migos?
Yeah,
come on, Quavo.
Just a little something.
All right. So, Carl, I know we talked a couple weeks ago, man, but.
Yeah.
Moving forward here, what would be some of your fondest memories being here at Warren Central outside of sports?
I just like the community around here. Like we all coming together, mm-hmm. bad times, good times, and I just see a lot of people that's coming around, and we're just having fun.
Absolutely. I love this scene a lot because when you go to a basketball game, you see a whole group of football players
there
supporting
alumni.
Yes, supporting other athletes. You guys gotta love that stuff, man. That's what our township, what our community is all about.
Yeah.
Supporting, loving others. So I definitely love that you guys are so close and tight knit. And best of luck to you going forward,
yeah,
man. I'm definitely gonna be. Well, what was the school you're going to again for
Kentucky
everybody?
State.
Kentucky State gonna be a thoroughbred.
Yeah, majoring in criminal justice.
Criminal justice. Hey, best of luck to you, my friend.
Thank you,
Carl.
Thank you.
Here you go. Bro.
And the Goldies bring out the greats, and when the greats come, I definitely had to have an opportunity to just to grab a little bit of their attention and time and moment. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show once again, Dean Tate. Dean, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Hey, I'm great. I was following your season up there. I know you got a lot of things going on right here. You're going to make a move for your future, but talk about your time here at Warren. I know you brought home the first state championship in basketball. Talk about to me for just a little bit about the memories from that season and what best you remember about being here on the east side and in both the football and the basketball programs.
Yeah, just being part of Warren, like, period. That's like the experience of its own, like, once in a lifetime. Like, everybody, every sports team in the MIC, outside the MIC, any class, 3A, 4A, 1A, 2A, they all look up to Warren Central.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the experience of a lifetime. Basketball and football is the best of the best.
They definitely do look up to us. You see a lot of schools, you know, they always aspire to be just like Warren, which is really crazy. You want to aspire to be like a school on the east side with everything crazy going on outside the scenes. I think that really says something about our program, what we have really been doing over here on the east side. But Dean, thank you. I know you got a lot of great things going on for you. Keep me updated about your future, because I'm definitely going to keep following you and where you land. I know you got a great family background. Your mother here, your brother is supporting you. Your brother's bigger than you are now, which is crazy. When I look at him, I'm like, man,
he's always going to be smaller than me.
He's going to be challenging you and stuff like
that.
That's
always, man. The little brother.
Hey, make sure you dunk on him and stuff like that when he gets too big in his britches, all right?
Gotcha.
Hey, Dean, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. All right, folks, I got another excellent football player with us here today. Introduce yourself to everybody.
How you doing? I'm Keon Perkins Sullivan.
Keon Perkins Sullivan. And first of all, Keon, you had an excellent, excellent year for yourself. You are a two-sport athlete, okay?
Three sports, sir.
Three sports?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you do track, you do football. What was the other sport
wrestling.
You do? You do wrestling, too? Ooh! Man, when do you sleep?
Never.
Never,
always,
man.
Always on the grind.
Okay, now, in track, You said a personal best, and was it discus?
Yes. All right, 165 feet.
165 feet.
Yes, sir.
Oh my lord, that is incredible, man. And where and you qualified for state? Where'd you finish at in state this past weekend?
I finished at 11th. I didn't go out there. I wasn't quite where I needed to be, but I still went out there and gave my best. And I'll be back there next year for sure.
Well, you know what? That's all I can hope for. And you know what? With you being a sophomore, you have so much room to grow and get better. All right. So, now, and wrestling, what weight class did you wrestle?
I wrestled 182.
182. And how was wrestling season for you this season?
Wrestling season, it went pretty well. I couldn't beat James Dykus for that varsity spot, but I'm definitely going for it this year. I'm going to own 195.
Okay. There you go. I love you setting goals for yourself, son. I love it. And football, what do you play?
I play tight end, D end, okay. Possibly outside linebacker. But
all right. All right. So what are your goals? What are you looking forward to for this upcoming season?
This upcoming season, looking to get off that end and kick some butt.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about right there. And definitely, hey, you know, we go back over to the west side this year, son.
Yes, sir.
You know, we go back over there, and they going to be hungry. And we got to be hungry, man.
Yes, sir.
Are you hungry?
Yes, sir. Very.
That's what I'm talking about, man. This man over here looking starved. He looks hungry for success. I love it. Keon, thank you. I appreciate you coming on the show. Keon Perkins Sullivan, ladies and gentlemen. All right, folks, I have another outstanding basketball player with us right here. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Jamison Smith. Jamison, how are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Congratulations on all the success you guys have had with the basketball program during your time here. I know you just announced your college decision. Tell the folks where you plan on heading for the future.
I'm going to Indiana University Northwest for college.
Okay. All right. Now, what made them stand out to you? And for them to say, you know what, I'm going to make this my home for the next future.
The coaching staff just really liked me, and their players, they accepted me as family. So, like, that's just what I wanted to do.
All right. Now, your time here in Warren, you came into the program with shoes to fill. I know your brother Bishop here was a great athlete for us, great talent. He's doing great things at the collegiate level as well. Did that make you hungrier, or was that something that you just feel like, you want to make your own man?
I just wanted to make myself my own. Like, I got tired of people calling me Little Bishop and stuff, so I just started my own thing.
Well, you definitely got something that Bishop never did. So that ring right there, going 32-0, man, undefeated. Hey, I know you always have that one over him now.
For
you
sure.
Always have that one over him. Hey, tell me, okay, what will you look back on your fondest memories here? That's outside of sports and athletics here. What will you just remember from your time here at Warren?
I'll just remember, like, just the family feel and, like, just all the friendships that develop over the years.
Okay. That's excellent. That's excellent. Well, Jameson, I appreciate you coming on to the show. I love what you're doing. I want to see you be successful in everything you do. So continue to do great things. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I think I probably done got all the star basketball players on the team, but I have not had the pleasure of speaking with this individual yet. He likes to hide in the shadows. Introduce yourself for everybody back here.
I'm Sean Beeler II.
Sean Beeler II. All right, Sean, you've had a great year, a great few years here in the program. What will you remember about your time here, outside of Winning State, of course? What will you remember about your time here?
Just walking through Warren Central Halls, I mean, each and every day is special, and being able to be here is just a great experience.
Absolutely, absolutely. So where is your collegiate plans going to take you? Where are you headed?
I'm going to IU, but not to play basketball. I'm going to be studying pre-medicine.
Okay, pre-medicine, yeah. All right. That's, what do you want to be, a doctor? Want to be something else, something different?
Anesthesiologist.
Anesthesiologist,
yeah.
Okay, wait. Best of luck to you, Sean. I know you always had the shadow of your superstar sister, but I know you guys have some battles, some stories that you could tell about you two going at each other on the court, right?
Definitely.
Definitely. Yeah. You still get her more often than not?
Most definitely.
Most definitely. Well, just remember now, you can't dunk on your sister, okay? And one, lay it up, and then when she gets a smack talk, and then, you know, yeah. Step back James Harden on her, all right?
All right.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
Yeah.
All right, and ladies and gentlemen, I have with me here an individual. He doesn't really do sports, but he is an outstanding young man. He has a great future ahead of him, going to Rose Holman. Everybody, welcome to the show for the very first time. He does soccer. I did not know that. The whole time I've known you, you never told me you did soccer. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, Curtis Noble Jones. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
I'm outstanding. I was saying, what position did you play in soccer?
I play defense.
Defense, okay. Defense is key to my heart. So tell me about the season this year and what you remember about playing here.
This year we did pretty good. We didn't place in sectionals as high as we wanted to.
Okay.
Sadly, we were taken out in the second round.
All right.
But we played pretty good throughout the year. Had real good fun with the team.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. When you go to Rose Holman next year, what will you be majoring in?
I want to be majoring in engineering design and mechanical engineering, double majoring, hopefully.
Double majoring. Oh, yes. My God. Mom, whew. You got a special one here. You got a special one here. And you speak Japanese, man. That is, man, I don't see how you do it. Japanese and all that stuff. Now, I know it's really tough, but, hey, you're a great individual. You're very smart, obviously. I know your parents are very proud of you. I am going to say I'm going to be sad to see you go. I definitely love being around you guys. Always love seeing students that, you know, don't cause me any problems, but I don't have to chase around the hallways like that. So that you're definitely one of those people I definitely look forward to. So best of luck to you in the future, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
No problem, no problem. Curtis Noble Jones, everybody. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I have with me here another individual that is with our great wrestling program here. I have Antoine Graves, two-time state qualifier. Antoine, tell me about some of the memories that you'll have from the season and stuff like that.
This season was great going through with my brothers, knowing this will be my last time wearing black and gold on me. But I'll say the best memory I had is when we was at Cathedral wrestling them.
Okay.
And I came up big with a giant win against a state placer.
Wow. What was his name?
Alex Moscone.
Alex Moscone. Well, he knew your name at the end of the match. I could tell you that much. So where will you be heading for next season? What are your goals? What are your plans?
Next spring, I'll be wrestling for Indiana Tech up in Fort Wayne.
Okay. Okay. Do you know you want to major in yet?
I was going to major in criminal justice.
Criminal justice. All right. All right. I love that. I love that. Well, Antoine, I appreciate you stopping by for the show. I'm definitely going to be keeping an eye on what you do in the future. I know Mom's very proud. Very proud. You have to be. All right. Do great things, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Another great has just stepped into the building, folks. Zach Ransdale, star offensive lineman on this year's state championship winning football team. offensive lineman of the year. He's going headed to hand over his deck. How have you been since everything? Are you ready to graduate, man? You ready to get out of here?
I'm ready to go. I've already mentally checked out, really. I'm just waiting to get that piece of paper.
Singer, I just hit you a little hard, did it?
Yeah, pretty hard, pretty hard.
Are you? When do you move in to Hanover? When do you move in there?
August 14th.
August 14th. We got plans for the summer. What do you plan on doing?
Just work. That's about it.
Just work. All right. Will you be able to come back and you know, see the guys?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, tell me about some moments from this season that you will look back on with, or really your time here at Warren that you'll look back on with fond memories.
Definitely the 4th and 1 versus Center Grove, of course. The whole North Central game, the whole Trinity game, all those beautiful memories to look back on.
That's excellent, man. That's excellent. Well, Zach, I've always appreciated having all you football players come and talk with me and stuff like that. I am glad I've had an opportunity to meet and learn so much about all you guys, and you guys done me very proud, man. You done the program even more prouder. I can tell you that, man. Thank you. Hey, best of luck to you in the future. Hanover's getting a great individual,
yes,
man,
sir.
From you. Hey,
yes,
thank you, Zach. Zach Ransdell. All right, the Goaties brought out some of the best in Warren at the moment in Warren Athletics, and I have another excellent individual. Introduce yourself for everybody.
My name is Aaron Taylor. I've been a varsity wrestler for 3 years.
All right. Are you a junior or a senior, Aaron?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior. So yeah. All right. So what are your plans for next season? Where are you headed?
After high school, I plan to wrestle at Defiance College.
Defiance in Ohio. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
I'll be majoring in criminal justice.
Criminal justice, man. I got a lot of wrestlers going into criminal justice. There's something about that. You guys like to throw people down hard and stuff like that. Is that what you like to do?
No, it's just something that I like to pursue.
There's something that you want to pursue. Okay, so tell me about your time here. What will you remember most about your time at Warren Central in wrestling?
Warren Central, especially just the athletic department. It's a whole big family, especially the wrestling team. Like, everyone I'm friends with is on the wrestling team.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Excellent.
That's my favorite part.
Well, that's your favorite. Hey, I'm very happy for the program. I'm very happy for yourself. Mm. Go out there and do great things. Make sure you are continuing to excel at everything you do. All right, Aaron?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you for coming on to the show. Aaron Taylor, once again, everybody. And one of the last interviews I'm going to have here before we wrap it all up, I have with me one of the longest tenured coaches in the school currently, a great friend of mine, somebody I've had great pleasure of being around during my time here at Warren Central. Welcome to the show for the very first time, the head swim coach, Coach John Sincroft. Coach Sincroft, how are you doing today, my friend?
I am wonderful. Great day to be here with the Goldies. I'm super excited to be on your show.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
I've had a couple of your swimmers on. Talk to me about this swim season so far and what you remember back on it and about how things went.
Well, this past swim season was our best girls season we've had ever in the history of Warren Central. We just had a group of girls that were willing to work every single day, and they worked together and they worked well together, and it was just one of those things where, you know, it was easy to be a coach because they wanted to be good. And we had our first winning season ever. We set 5 school records. Almost had a girl make state for the first time ever in our school's history. And just have a great group of girls coming back, too. So we're excited to build on it.
One of the girls I had on, she said they broke a long-standing record. I can't remember what record it was, though. I think it was it was one of those relay records, I think.
One of our relay records is from, like, the early 90s. And,
wow.
Broke that, so about 20-some-year-old record, and it was really great to break it.
Wow. Well, I hate to keep you, my friend, but I know you have a lot of success coming in your future, a lot of great people coming back in the program. So, hey, have a great time tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show once again, John Sincroft.
All right, thank you.
Go Bears. Bear down.
Bear down.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have the godfather, the leader of our great wrestling program right here. I have Coach James Tante. Coach Tante, how you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Hey,
and you?
Anytime I can be around great people like yourself, I'm going to be doing fine, man. I'm going to be doing fine.
You're making me blush, man.
Making you blush? Come on now. A hard-nosed wrestling coach like you, there's no such thing, man. Unless you're talking to your wife there, then it's a different story.
I got a little soft spot. I mean, look at these. I see a bunch of soft people right over here.
Ha! Well, Mr. Beatty, I've already challenged Mr. Beatty to a one-on-one match. He keeps running from me, though.
Hey, kid, you're in trouble.
I'm not worried about him. I'm not worried about him. He saw my stance. I'm a little unorthodox when it comes to wrestling.
All right,
so I'll be able to get him. I can tell you.
Nobody can be more unorthodox than Chris Stewart, so you'll be all right.
Oh well, hey, you know what? I just met Keon Perkins Sullivan. I didn't know he was one of yours. I knew he did football and track. I didn't know he was one of yours.
Yeah, and we're real proud of what he did in track.
He set some lofty goals for himself. He said he's coming for that 195 next year.
I got it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I like to hear it.
Yeah. Now, Coach, you've had a great time here at Warren Central. What were some of the great things from this past season that you look back on with fond memories?
Oh, I mean, these guys will tell you at the beginning of the year, the state didn't put much, you know, into Warren Central. I think we were – what were we ranked, like 19th to start the season or something? I mean, they didn't think much of us. And, you know, I always love when you could take a team and – group of kids that want to accomplish something, and you know, to wrestle in that team state duels was awesome, man. I mean, and to really, I think back to that dual meet. Had we wrestled just say one dual meet against Brownsburg on a Wednesday night, we win. We beat them. It was a long day, and you know, we just beat Modern Day, which is a big win
huge
for this program.
Down south.
Yeah,
huge
yeah,
program.
And that was
south.
A big win for our program. And then it was, you know, toss the coin, let's see who's home team and captains it right away. And Brownsburg had been sitting for about a half hour, and you know,
they were ready for it.
Yeah. So I mean, I like I said, on any given day, we win that state duels, which you know, for a team that nobody really gave much, you know, emphasis to. Early on, we were really proud of these guys.
Well, Coach, I'm very proud of the great work you've done with so many of our players that come through the program. I know you guys have a great staff, and I know you're going to be doing great things with our young guns and guys coming up through the program in the near future. So continue to do great work, Coach. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Appreciate it.
No problem. Coach Tante, everybody, once again. All right, and we are back here, and I have this gentleman here, and I had to apologize. I've not had you on the show yet. You're a senior, you're a football player, and you're a wrestler, two-sport athlete. Introduce everybody who you are today.
I'm Carlos Mitchell. I'm a senior at Warren Central.
And Carlos, didn't you play defense too?
No, I play offense.
Okay, that's the reason why. See, O-line guys, offensive guys, I don't know too nearly as much as I know the defensive guys, but Carlos, You have two state championship rings on your hands here, one from football, of course. Talk to me about your wrestling career and everything that you've done and what your memories from there.
Wrestling started off back in 2015. We had a tough team, and we won state. We won team state, and we won individual state.
Okay.
Then the shoes were big to fill, but we ended up winning our senior year. We won runner-up at team state, and then we got 13th in individual.
What weight class did you wrestle?
I wrestled 220.
220, that's heavyweight, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. So what was some of your personal great memories from this season?
Winning regionals and winning the conference championship and county championship.
All right. County championship. Yeah. Now, what was it like playing with a guy like this, the Mr. Shiny Shirt here, Mr. David Bell? What was it like playing with this individual?
Playing with David, I've been blocking for him since kindergarten, so...
Oh, wow. So you guys go back.
Yeah, we go way back.
Go way back. All right.
So it's nothing different. Same old silly guy that I met back in kindergarten.
Ha.
Had a great time and go missing.
So what are your plans for your future? What do you got going on?
I'm
going
to go study criminal justice at Vincennes and probably transfer to Wilmington in Ohio to go play football and wrestle there.
VU is a great university, so enjoy your time while you're there, all right?
Thank you,
Carlos.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm sorry I didn't have you on the show, but I'm glad. Hey, no time's better like the present, right?
Those are some great interviews right there from a bunch of great student athletes that were being recognized for doing some great things. And I have one more that I want to share with you all. But before I share it, I've done a lot of great things with the show so far. And I've taught a lot of history and moments. I've talked about some of the great teams from the early 80s. I talked about some of the great players, the history and legacy of the Blood Belts. I talked about the Warrior speech on here. I've covered so many great players on this past year's team. And one of the things I'm proud of is this teaching the history of our program and letting those that do not know, you know, teaching them about things like that. But as I move on, I know that my work is still cut out for me. Okay. And the gentleman I'm about to play, whose interview I had on a Sunday, he let me know through his actions. I don't think he wanted to really like embarrass himself, but just talking with him, and you guys understand where I'm coming from. Just talking with him in that interview, I knew my job was not done. True Warrior Football has so much more to teach our youth in the program and just people in general about those that came before them. And that is still my mission, my main goal with this show. I knew I still had a ways to go. I haven't had all the great players in the program on the show yet. I'm working on it. Trust me, I'm working on it. And I have not had everybody that I want to have on, which is good because it gives me other ways to get them on down the line. So just know, folks, my job is not done here. And with that, with me saying that, let's go to this interview.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Come on. Here, get come on now. Don't try to run. I got my eyes on you. Come on, I got my eyes on you. All right, that's a nice ring you got there, son. Yeah. Ooh, almost look like mine. Matter of fact, it is like mine. So tell the people, introduce the people here who you are.
Yo, my name's Therese Reed.
Therese sophomore. Reed. Okay, you're a sophomore.
Corner.
Okay. Yeah. What you know about that defensive side of the ball, son? Tell me what you know about that. That's the what?
The dark side. Say
it one more time.
The dark side.
Ooh, boy, you get my blood hot right there. That's what I'm talking about. Now, I heard you may be changing to a different number next year. What are you going to?
I'm going to be number four. You know, Dave was number four last year, but it ain't his no more, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, you feel me?
Okay. Well, you know, some greats besides David have worn that number now. Have you heard of Darren Evans?
Yeah.
You know, who was Darren Evans?
He went here a couple years back.
And what did he do? You don't know what he did, son? See, you need to listen to the show more often because I'm going to explain to people who know. You know, somebody even know who, you know who Jeremy Finch is?
Yeah, I know that is.
Who was he?
I don't know.
You don't see? That's right. You gonna learn, son. You keep listening to me, you gonna learn. But hey, I like what you're doing. I like that mindset. Make that number yours, all right?
Yeah.
Make that number yours. And hey, people, when they think of number four, they gonna think of David Bell. They gonna think of Darren Evans. And they gonna think of you.
All right.
Hey, once again, glad to see you here. Have a great time tonight.
You too.
All right? Thank you, Therese Reed, everybody.
All right, folks, what a great event the Goldies were. I was glad to have opportunity to talk to so many people at the event that I don't normally talk to. It's a True Warrior Football podcast, so I'm used to talking to football players in the program, but I always love to get the others in the program, whether you're a swimmer, you're a lacrosse person, you're a wrestler. There's other people in the program, the athletic program here at our school, to have the opportunity to tell their story from their season and what they love best about playing here on the Far East Side. And with me today, I have a gentleman that really, he made his own mark on the East Side. He became the very first person in school history in a single school year to win a state championship in football and then go to track and win the men's 100-meter dash, as well as the 4x1 relay. An outstanding accomplishment for this young man. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome great Warrior legend, Jordan Hodge. Jordan, how are you doing today, my friend?
Good.
Good. Did you know that? Did you know you were the first one with all those accomplishments in a single school year?
No, I didn't notice until like I look on Twitter and I seen it on the Warrior page.
Yeah. There have been a few other guys that have come close. Devin Pipkin, I'm sure you're familiar with that name. He unfortunately never was able to win the 100-meter dash at state. I think he would have been a close one. I think Eric Robinson Berry was a very talented track runner in his day. His 4x1 team and he was never able. I don't think he did the short runners like that. But there were some guys back in my time. Anthony Vaden was a fast guy. We've had a lot of talented sprinters and football players come through the program. But you are without a doubt the one that finally able to reach that pinnacle, man. Walk me through this whole weekend, this Friday night, and really the whole track season for you. Did you envision coming in this being the pinnacle for you, or did this just like, man, I just can't believe in myself?
Kind of both. Before we went to IU on Thursday, my coach just told me to visualize myself just coming in first place in the 100 and the 200. And then, like, we put in so much practice and time, like, I knew this, like, this time was going to come. Like, I don't know. I was more excited more than anything, though. I was ready to just show them that, people, I'm here, and I want to, you know.
Well, you definitely show everybody you was here. That whole Friday, man, you guys were just tearing it up. Now, which event was first for you on the night?
The 100-meter trials.
100-meter trials. Okay, so when the 100-meter, you guys, is it you do one heat of that, or do you guys do two, and then whoever wins through those two makes it to the finals?
Yes.
Okay, so you do those. And then after you do those, do you move on to the relay events?
This goes like the 100 trials and then hurdles. And after hurdles, it's a 200-meter trials. And it's like a 15-minute break. Then we go to the 100-meter finals. And then after that is a 4x1.
Wow. So, man, so by the time you got to the 200-meter race that you finished third in, you were gassed. I'm sure it sounds like you probably ran about 10, 15 races in total before you got to that even last one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are you able to keep yourself conditioned like that, man?
Just make sure I always drink plenty of water and just, like, we condition, like, a week in advance so, like, my body can already be used to it,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I can adapt to it.
So with the – okay, so you go into the 100 final. You got the guy from your two competitors. Was it John Riley from Pike?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other guy's name?
Noah Malone from HSE.
HSE. See, I get him and the Lake Central guy confused. Mm-hmm. They both wear blue, so, you know, it's kind of easy to get them confused. Did you know, had you raced either of them much to see? Well, of course, you raced John a lot from Pike because we're in the same conference. But mm-hmm. the HSE guys, you know much about him coming into that final race?
Yes, because the only time we raced was, like, indoor. We only did, like, the 60-meter dash.
Okay. And did you win that one?
No, I came in third place in that one.
Third one, okay. So who won? Did you win Mick this year in 100-meter as well?
Yes.
You did? Okay, okay. So what was the time difference from Mick to your final time? How many? Were you much faster, or was it just about the same for you?
Just about the same. I was just, like, a millisecond slower in state than at Mick. Because at Mick, we had kind of, like, a win. A tailwind, so it just gave me a little push.
Okay. Okay. So you're coming into the final here. What were you thinking, like, after you finally crossed that finish line and you look up and see the times and everything?
I finally did it. All the hard work, it just paid off. Like, I was just in shock. Like, I've never experienced something like this before. Like, I don't know, it was just overwhelming.
Did it give you a better feeling of joy than how the football season went? Because, I mean, like I said, you just had a great football year for yourself and for your team, and mm-hmm. you guys ended up winning state, but you weren't really the huge focal point. And there was one play, we'll get into that, but you weren't really the huge focal point of the football season this year. Did you find yourself, like, being more excited with this 100-meter final, or was it just all about the same for you?
I was more excited about track because I knew, like, it was just, I don't know, like, I knew what I was going for, and I reached that goal, like, personally, and it's created a bridge for me.
That's excellent. That's excellent. So we win that one, and then you move on to the relay.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me something. With relays, how hard is the – how – let me see here. The chemistry, you guys had to have great chemistry amongst all you guys, right?
Yes.
And so how often do you guys as practice just baton, passing that forward and everything like that? Is that something that you guys just drill yourselves constantly each and every day at practice?
Yes. Like, we do it about every day before, like, our actual meet. And then we sometimes get, like, two in before we run in the actual meet.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever get nervous or something like that, or you just feel like, no, I got this?
Like, it's more like, the only thing I really get nervous about is if someone takes off too early, mm-hmm. and we got the exchange zone. But like, I feel good. I feel like we can actually do this.
Now, how much space is there in the exchange zone?
Like,
per handoff? Like, how much, like, you have to get it off in like 20 feet? You have to get it off in like 30 feet or something like that?
Yeah, it's about like, for me, it took me like 18 steps.
Okay.
Behind for what I had to take off from. And the others is like sometimes more or less.
And when you finally get that baton in your hand, did you have the lead in the race, or were you guys a little bit behind?
We were behind. I think we were like either like third place or probably a little bit like around fourth.
And so you just snapped your head up and was like, all right, let's go. Let's take over. It's go time.
Yes, I was thinking, I'm like, we worked way too hard for this. People been doubting us. People said we couldn't win. And I was like, I just get everything I had.
Why do you think people say y'all couldn't win, man?
Because, like, it's been a while since, like, we had any events in track, like, win first place or anything mm-hmm. in state. And I just wanted to bring that back.
It definitely has not been the best of times. But I wouldn't say it was exactly the worst times. Men's track and field has always been a great sport, and we have a great history of it here at the school. Really, the men's track and field team has a longer history than our football team, which is crazy to think about. But you guys really worked hard this past few years. Really, I think, was it 3 years ago? Were you part of that? Because Michael Tutsi and there was another guy, a couple other guys. Were you part of that relay team that made it to state?
Yes, that was like what we did. I came in a relay like freshman year towards like sectionals and regionals.
Okay.
But then we got disqualified. Then I got back into it sophomore year and we made it to state. It was
okay.
Me, George, Tylen, Mike.
Yeah. Okay. So see, man, we had great success in the program, and I love that you were able to really overcome all the setbacks that has hampered you to get to this point, man. And really, what are you planning on? You're a senior now, getting ready to graduate in a couple of days. What are your plans moving forward?
Well, continue my track career in college.
Okay. Any prospects? Any who's heavy on you right now? Because I'm sure you're hotter than fish grease right now, man. I'm sure they burned up the cell phone, man.
Mm-hmm. It was, well, right now, the biggest one is IU.
Okay.
Then I got Michigan, the Michigan State.
Go Blue.
Louisville.
Go Blue. You see what I'm wearing now. Come on now. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm all about that double A up there. Which one do you really, are you really liking, or do you don't want to really put that out there so far?
I like them all.
You like them all?
I like them all.
Hey, anybody that's willing to pay and for 4 years of college, I would like them all too, mm-hmm. man. I would like them all too. Now, football, all right? State championship game. David's injured, of course. Of course, you, for ladies and gentlemen that don't know, Jordan was one of our wide receivers. And a person, like I said, he wasn't called upon a lot. He didn't really have to, but he was always a guy that really worked his butt off each and every day at practice. Am I correct?
Yes.
Am I correct? So, state championship week, you're preparing the game plan. Did the coaches tell you, what did they tell you leading up into that game?
A week before the state, I'm like, just make sure you stay ready because your time might come. We might really need you at state. And, you know, that whole week of practice, that was like probably like the best week of practice I ever had because, like, I was getting many reps. Like, they trusted me with certain plays, and I just felt like I could have been a key factor.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So the game comes. I think we were, was it the third quarter? It was the third, third quarter. And I know it's months ago, but run me through what you remember from that play and how you were able to make a big impact in a state championship game.
Okay, I remember them calling timeout, and they called me in to go in. And I was like, they told me, all right, Jordan, we got this play for you. We're trusting you. I was like, okay. They said, we want you to run deep. They don't care if it's like a skinny post or just a fade. We're going to have you go deep. We want you to catch this ball to give us, I guess, like the first down.
What was your best route? that you, or what is your favorite route, I should say, to run?
A go route fade.
Go route, okay.
So then they told me that, and I'm like, okay. So then I got from us, I was just thinking. I'm like, okay, whatever you do, run. So then I just, he ended up hiking the ball. I ran as fast as I could and caught the ball. And then I was like, dang, I actually did that.
And then you got down to, was it the, like you, where did you end up being tackled at? Because I know you, I know you, in your mind, I know you're thinking, come on, let's get this touchdown. Let's get this touchdown.
I think like the 20 or 18 yard line.
Okay. And then I think that led to one of Ramirez's touchdowns, I believe, right? So, man, that's just incredible, man. I'm very happy for you. I want you to be successful in everything you do. Do you know what you want to major in yet, or is this kind of like up in the air for you, really?
Most likely, I'm going to try to major in sports marketing.
Okay. All right. Well, that's excellent, man. I know Michigan, if you do end up going to Michigan or something like that, they have a great business school, just like IE's been to school, but Michigan's is a little bit better. So, but hey, Jordan, I appreciate you coming on to the show. Continue to listen. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep everybody informed on the program right around here. Outside of winning state, what will you remember most about your time in football and in track? What will you remember most about your time here in the program?
It's the brotherhood that I developed with some people. Like, some people I thought I would never be close to, them, and the people I never thought that were my best friends now.
Well, I know you got a lot of great friends, a lot of great family members around here. The guy behind you, Mr. Horton, man, he's a good guy as well, man. Mr. Horton's come a long way, man. I used to be on him hard back in the day, but you know, he's a good guy. I like him too. I know he's going to be great and successful no matter where he lands. So, Jordan, thank you once again. Best luck to you. And if you have an open house, let me know. I'll come and slide through. Maybe we'll do a little race in the street. Show you. I got some wheels too, man. I'm used to chasing these kids through the hallway, so I can chase you a little bit longer if I need to.
Thank you for having me.
That's no problem. Jordan Hodge, Warrior legend. Thank you.
True Warrior Football Podcast is sponsored by
Warrior Aid, made painstakingly by us, the Warriors. It will make you a winner. You'll be beating Ben Davis in no time. You might even win a state championship or two. It's good, my brothers. Drink it.
All right, I want to thank Jordan once again for coming on. He's just an outstanding individual. Couldn't be more happier for him. He did something that was truly, truly incredible, was within a few hundredths of a second of becoming the first person in school history to win 100, the 200-meter dash, and the 4x1 relay, and only maybe the third person ever in state history to do that. That's just an incredible. His performance on Friday night was just, it's an all-time performance for an individual athlete in our school's track history. Like, there's no other way I can put it. There's no other way I can say it. Like, for him to run that many races and really perform as well as he did that entire evening is just incredible, man. That's stuff of legend. That's up there with the Ramir Elliott having 300 rushing yards against Carmel or in the state championship game, and those big breakout moments where people are going to talk about that for years and years and years and years to come. Like, that's a moment in his life, and I know he's going to have great moments after that, but it's a moment people will always remember and talk about. He'll do great things in college. He'll do great things in life. But there are always going to be people that talk about, man, I was there that day there where you won the 100-meter dash. I couldn't believe I was there when, and I'll stay for the rest of the night to see you win the 4x1. No, that was just incredible, man. You were my hero. He's going to have people come up to him years from now and tell him just that. And I'm very happy that he had the opportunity to do something great and achieve his goals. When you set goals like that for yourself and you work hard all year, day in, day out, each and every single practice, and you finally accomplish those goals, there's no better feeling. There is no better feeling of that. So, Jordan, thank you once again for sitting down with me. And one last thing I want to say, folks, you know, I get personal. I talk about my wife a lot of times on here, but, you know, she supports me and, you know, always, you know, allows me to do a great show like this and everything like that. But there's another person that always supports me is probably, if I had to think of people that constantly support me and listen to each and every week's show, is my father. And my father has been a great, great man in my life. You know, not everybody can say that about their fathers. And I wish that weren't the case with so many people, not just here on the East Side, but everywhere across all societies and cultures. But I've been very blessed to have my father in my life at every way, every step. And with me doing the show, and really ever since I got married 2 years ago, he's been, you know, he's been really great with me and helped me along the way. And a lot of times, you know, he'll get up early in the morning and because he works earlier than I do. So he'll get up and he'll send me little YouTube videos of like some technology stuff, like, man, look at this new TV or look at this new Blu-ray player, you know, stuff like that. And I'll send him videos and stuff back. And this is this stuff that we do, this little bonding moments. And those are moments that I cherish. And I know he listens to every single one of my shows, and he goes and always makes sure to let me know that he enjoyed my show. And after listening to the one I did on my on the Warrior speech, he's like, hey, send me the Warrior speech again. So I sent him the link and sent him an audio copy of it. And, you know, it's just really great to have somebody that supports me like he does. And, you know, my father has been a member of the Warren Central Dads here since I was a freshman. So since the fall of 2002. And he's been at just about every home football game. He travels to a lot of them as well. He's at the basketball games. He has been a big supporter of Warren Athletics since I became a student here and has continued to do so ever since I left. And he's a great man of faith. He does a lot of great work at his own church, Emmanuel Missionary Baptist Church. And recently, my father is he's going through a health, a health scare, but he's going through something in his health. And I won't go into too much details, but I'll just say that he has a type of cancer. And it's in the early stages, and he's going to go through treatment with it tomorrow. And he is a great man of faith, he's handling the situation a whole lot better than I would. And the way he's handled it since he's got the news and the talk with doctors and everything, he's ready to go. He's a fighter, man. He really is a fighter. And with him being the way with this has helped me so much. Because, like I said, since I've gotten married and on my own now, moved out the house and having my own going on, you know, he's been somebody that's really supported me and helped guide me. And I see him trying to still be a great parent to me and a great teacher. And I'm forever thankful for that. So with him being at this moment, it scared me some, but just seeing how strong he was and able to handle things, it calmed me. So if you all could say a few prayers for my father, I would greatly, greatly appreciate that. He's a great man. If you've ever come across my father, if you've known him from being around me, seeing him at football games, he's just an outstanding individual. I love him to death, as I do with my mother as well. But there's a great story And I'll say this story, and I'll let you guys go, you know, in the show. But there's a great story Coach Tutsi once told me. He goes like this, and this little boy and his father, you know, they're always together. Son learns how to teach. The father teaches the son how to throw a baseball. And he throws him out. He teaches him all this kind of stuff. And he teaches him. He takes him to practice. He takes him to school. He takes him, you know, on his first date with a girl. And then his son finally gets famous in sports. And he makes a game-winning play at a game. And they put the camera in his face. And the first thing he says is, "Hi, Mom." I know I probably butchered that. But there's that story speaks to, you know, how great fathers can be and how selfless they can be. But I'm not going to say hi, Mom, right here. I'm saying, hey, Dad, thanks. Love you. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Corey Kid Smith. If you're able to make it to Indie PopCon this week to see this show, I greatly appreciate it. And I will make sure I'm going to do a live stream as well, probably Facebook Live or Twitter Live or something. We'll figure something out for people to watch and everything like that. But I'm your host, Corey the Kid Smith. You just listened to another great episode of True Warrior Football. Warrior Band, take us away.